This is one of the schools with a pretty high immunization exemption rate.
Correct. When we first became aware of the cases in the school, we looked back at the most recent data we have, which was from last school year, and recognized that just within the kindergarten class, last year's kindergarten class, there was, 68% of those children had an exemption to some, at least one, required vaccine. I would say that based on this outbreak and the data we found, that it appears that the chickenpox vaccine was probably one of the more commonly exempted vaccines for this school, which, again, that's why we're at over 30 cases right now.
What sort of interaction do you have with the school at a time like this?
We've issued quarantine orders to the students at that school who do not have proof of immunity to chickenpox. And the goal of that is to keep those kids safe and protected and healthy, as well as prevent further spread out of the school into the community.
What does quarantine mean?
Yes, it basically means somebody who has been exposed to an illness is kept at home, away from, in this case, out of school, out of extracurricular activities, for a period of time until it's clear that they did not contract the infection. And then at that point, when the quarantine order is finished, then they're able to return to normal activities. And let me clarify. So there are alternatives to being quarantined. So in this case, if a student gets a dose of the varicella vaccine, they can go back to school immediately. If the student develops chickenpox and then recovers, they're able to return to school immediately with documentation from a provider that, they had chickenpox and their lesions are all scabbed over, they're feeling better, they can go to school. If a student has a history of chickenpox, if they can prove that, again, through healthcare provider documentation or through blood work that shows that they're immune, they can return to school. So it is essentially the last resort. There are other options on the table that will essentially lift that quarantine order for a child. We are asking the school to keep us informed of any new cases of chickenpox that occur within the population, the student population, or staff population for that matter, and to also make sure that those who shouldn't be in the school aren't in the school while the quarantine is in effect. And, asking that the parents of these children who have been issued quarantine orders follow the guidance within the quarantine orders, know that they have options if they don't want to keep their kid out of school or out of outside activities, and just help work with us to help contain and stop the spread of the outbreak.
As a health official, what kind of monitoring are you doing beyond the school?
So we have, I've communicated with local medical providers and asked that they report us, because chickenpox is not normally a reportable illness to local public health, but I've asked that they keep us informed of any cases of chickenpox they see so that we can get involved early if it turns out that case is at a different school or childcare or somewhere else in the community.
Concern level, some people say, well, chickenpox, it's a childhood rite of passage. So from the health department perspective, thoughts about that?
I would say that, sure, back when I was a child, before the vaccine, yes, there was no alternative. You got chickenpox. But we have had a vaccine now for several decades, and we know it's safe and effective. We know that it is, chickenpox is a dangerous disease. It can cause severe complications in otherwise healthy children. We're talking about severe skin infections and bloodstream infections. We're talking about pneumonia. We're talking about infection of the brain. There are people who die from chickenpox. Adults are more have more of a risk for serious complications. And so we can't just think of this as a childhood disease. We have to remember there are others who are at risk. This infection, if a pregnant woman who was not immune were to get infected with chickenpox, could be devastating to her developing fetus. Someone who's immunocompromised, who has a weakened immune system, if they were to get chickenpox, could be devastating to them, could lead to death. So I would just say that we worry about this because we know, one, we have high numbers of children who aren't vaccinated. And I don't want any of them to get sick. I don't want any of them to end up in the hospital. I don't want any of them to die. We know that we have, of course, pregnant women in the community and infants and immunocompromised people. So we are looking at it as this is a threat to the health of the public.
And how effective is the chickenpox vaccine?
So the recommendation is that the first dose of chickenpox vaccine be given at age one. And one dose of varicella vaccine is about 85% effective at preventing any type of chickenpox and almost 100% effective at preventing severe chickenpox. The second dose of the vaccine is given right at kindergarten entry. And two doses are about 88 to 98% effective at preventing any form of chickenpox, and again, 100% effective at preventing severe chickenpox. And we, all evidence at this point shows that immunity by the vaccine appears to be long-lasting and is probably permanent in most people, because I know that that has been a concern. Yes, some people who are vaccinated against chickenpox can get what we call breakthrough chickenpox, but it's a much milder case. Very few of the rash lesions, usually no fever and no severe complications, and it's a very short duration. We also know that people who get the vaccine are not at risk for getting shingles later in life, which I got chickenpox when I was 5 years old, so I have that risk of that chickenpox virus, which is living in my body now, coming back as I get older, under times of stress, or when my immune system gets weak, and causing shingles, which is a very painful infection and can lead to long-lasting chronic pain. So again, there are, to me, very many benefits to the vaccine that outweigh what you could get from getting the natural immunity from the disease.
Anything else? Where do you go from here as far as just watching and...
Yeah, so we're definitely just keeping an eye on, like, when is this outbreak going to end? I think we're basically in our fourth transmission wave of this. We're just watching what's going on in the school, but also, trying to see what's going on in the community so that we can get involved early to stop the spread elsewhere. And then encouraging people to get vaccinated. If people have not had their chickenpox vaccines or don't have a history of chickenpox, encouraging them to follow up with their healthcare provider or come see us at our immunization clinic. If people have questions about chickenpox or the chickenpox vaccine, we encourage them to talk to their healthcare provider, so their family doctor, their pediatrician. Come see us again at the immunization clinic. Talk to our communicable disease nurses. We want people to have the information they need to make an informed choice to protect their children and their families and our community.